Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's recording on Buddhism Butterflies. We're working with integration this week. And typically what I've been doing for this year of Buddhism Butterflies is the first integration session. I've been doing more body talk. And the second integration session is sort of a combo of breath and body talk. Okay. So as we settle on in for today, focusing with body talk, we invite you to get comfy cozy if you haven't already. Grab me any items for comforts. Really tucking yourself in to drink this experience for yourself in today. And the invitation here is to begin by means of breathing. Every inhale an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to be with it, and to really let yourself steep in it as you mindfully drink it in. And then I'm going to invite you on purpose to begin to scan either inwardly or outwardly, and again looking with all five senses for anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. Letting your gaze, your sense of smell, taste, touch, any one of those five, really six senses, land in anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And as you do that, I wonder what happens if you take time to savor it, in particular, all the parts of it that you like the most. Whether it's the shape, the color, the size, or what it reminds you of. Potentially is the negative space that it creates, or the way the light, the shadow play within it, or around it. And whatever that is, the invitation here is to, again, mindfully, heartfully savoring. Mindfully, heartfully savoring all that you enjoy about it. And amongst all of that, noticing how the body responds and savoring anything that feels pleasant in there right along with it. Okay, and while you stay with that for as long as you like, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with you all. And thank you for all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you to your family, your ancestors, your lineage, for creating, for carrying you. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and nourished these lands that have nourished us all, and those that have come before, and those yet to arrive. Deep thanks. And I know this is a time of year where we're often thankful for things, where we turn our attention to that direction, especially for those in the Canadian air. Areas. And as you take a moment to potentially reflect what you're thankful for, and invite you to, even if you have space for it, to speak that out loud or inwardly acknowledge it in some way. There's a teacher out there who refers to the state of gratitude as bliss. As far as I can tell, I don't think he's off the mark. Whatever it is that catches your attention, your awareness, calling it to mind and offering it your gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for your gratitude. I invite you to stay with that practice if it's continuing to serve you. I know you're busy, you're juggling all the savoring and all the gratitude, but if you have room for both, feel free to stay with both. Blessings on your session today. As we start off, there's an interesting little line that I'm aware of, and it's just to the left of the spine and the back bodies, right where the erector spinae would run, or the transverse processes that come off of the vertebrae of the bone there. And it only goes up to about C7, so just at the base of the neck, essentially. And right around there, there's an acupuncture point on our governing vessel, our primary masculine meridian. And it is considered to be the most masculine point in the whole body. Like, it governs all the other yang energies in us. Since we work with governing vessel 14, there's actually a fair amount of heart protection energy in that line in the erector spinae, just to the left of the spine there. That's actually getting in the way of the yang energy and being able to do what it does best, which is to take action, to move forward. It's almost as if this heart protection, if it could speak, would say something along the lines of restrain yourself, hold yourself back, hold that all in. Okay. And interestingly enough, there's a different line of energy that goes up from C7 and continuing that same vein through to the back of the skull all the way up. And we could even imagine it going ever so slightly just up and radiating out of the body through the Wei Qi layer, in essence. Yeah. And as that happens, or as I notice that, the words that come with that are, you can't push me around. So all this, like, restraint, heart protection seems to have been built up from an earlier time in which you kind of felt potentially like either pushed around or bullied, or forced to do something that you weren't quite ready to do. And amongst all of that, there was this belief or awareness that developed, ideology really, of I can't do life in my own rhythm, in my own way. Like, you realized you were sort of compromised and bound by having to work with others, which led to this idea or belief, ideology again really, that relationships are somehow stifling. And it might not be playing out in every single relationship and really strongly, but it's showing up somewhere that relationships are stifling. Okay. And that is primarily stored in the areas of, or not the classic areas of digestion, but all the different meridians that govern digestion, they primarily have anchor points through the jaw joints and the sacrum. And if those energies could talk, we see something like along the lines of, I don't want to take that in. I don't want to take one more opportunity to be restrained or stifled in. I'm done with that. Thank you very much. Disney. That's all linking into the sixth house. House of practical action, intellect, awareness, discernment. It's related to the small intestine, and the small intestine meridian knows how to take up nourishment right along with the small intestine organ. It knows how to absorb things. It knows how to take in nourishment in a way that's discerning. So it knows actually what to take in and what to basically say you got to stay out there and have a boundary towards. So we think of this house six energy coming in. It's supporting you finding the healthiest boundaries you can to find safety enough to find another way to think about relationships, or that part of you that thinks that way about relationships not needing to be, so stifling. And at the same time as all of that, for everything that I've said since we started the session, on all those different dynamics that are interconnected and are playing with each other, there's a certain level of entanglement here that we're going to run a C3 for. And if I could label that in, one sort of soundbite, I would call it heart protection. As we run this C3, it's actually, interestingly enough, I've never seen it quite time this way. It's running most potently for the next 16 hours. So what is that? Here in this part of the world, that would take me till about 1:30 in the morning. So till just about the beginning, or actually just into the beginning of the time of the Libra Meridian, which is the time where things release, conclude, have a chance to be defragged. Or another way to say that is any sort of day-to-day things that need to be purged get to be purged. Any toxicities, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, anything in between, get to be met, digested, and purged here. So I see that 16-hour time frame window, whether or not it's actually that time for you, because I'm just basing off of my time here, as supporting the Libra Meridian in being able to let go of those old heartaches and those old challenges that have come within the experiences that you've had around relationships. Okay, so back to that C3. It's going to start with C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. That's working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous system and our immune system like to heal. Also working with the balance of the feminine essence of the yin, which provides nourishment, and the masculine essence of the yang, which provides protection. Then running hydration, which helps the cells take in water and joy and release any impurities that no longer need to be there. Then D for defrag. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking up the clutter that no longer needs to be here, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may seem like there is none before. Then integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. As that runs to, I'm going to say, Libra time for you all. For the liver itself, we're also going to run diaphragm to intestines within that. Think of it as like a little mini subsession for those of you that are body talkers in the crew, in the crowd. And that diaphragm, our center of control, emotional processing, intestines, help to let go of all the stuff we no longer need to carry, will continue to flush out any residual toxicities. And that part is actually continuing for the next 6 days, so just until we meet again. Okay, and all of this is overlain by the particular kosha that is the body of the soul. So between the soul and the human energy that we are in our physical, mental, emotional, relational realm, there is, I'm going to say, a certain way that we can imagine our relationships to be. I like to think of imagination as the physical body of the soul. And if we can imagine relationships as not necessarily something that require challenge, and not necessarily something that require avoidance, I wonder what might be in the middle of those two. What would be in the center of that? And you may already be underway looking for that. If you're not already, feel free to take a peek. But check it out for yourself. What's in the middle for you between that avoidance or the challenge or anxiety? We could use several different words. But usually we relate to things in sort of the polar opposites. So what can be at the center of your polar opposites for you? And we're linking that to the very central channel, the Sushumna, the very core of your spine. And at this point, I've been meaning to mention this for a bit now. So I want to expand your definite relationships to also extend beyond even the human level, but that can even include your relationship to a hobby or an organization or potentially an object or maybe multiple objects. Okay. So know that you can think of relationships in multi-layered levels of complexity. So how does you relate to anything? And the very center of that, spinal column, we're working with connecting it to the element of earth, thinking of the earth potentially as the OG grounding relationship that we all have within us, and in a way overlaying the energy of what it is to be nurtured and protected and held by this earth in the same way that our bodies are made up of the earth to be protected and held in deep nourishment. And how it is we relate to that gets to begin to trickle out and emanate out into relationships of all sorts. And as we come to it from a place that's both grounded as well as centered within our own system, meaning we don't have to go out there to get our needs met, we can be centered in here, boundaries, support that, we mentioned boundaries a little bit earlier. There gets to be spaciousness for ourselves to not necessarily be untouchable, so to speak, or aloof or cold or callous, but to just be deeply nourished and held within our own being in a way that doesn't allow the impact or the meaning that you make of how it is you're relating to others to be so potent or strong. Okay, and for all of that, we're running a cellular repair, which helps to restore cells back to the fullest potential of health, for your kidneys, which symbolize, I think, in many ways, deep relationships in familial context, as well as the way all your ancestors related, because much of this energy might have nothing to do with you. It might have everything to do with the ancestral energy that's emanating from your bones. And as we're working with the center of the column of your spine, I'm going to suggest that that's probably spot on. There's probably a fair amount of ancestral energy behind this all for you. Doesn't always help to hear that's not personal, but if that helps, then in any small way, feel free to know that, that it's actually just not personal how it is you're doing this all. It was just a trickle-down effect that gets to actually stop with you. Okay, now, amongst this all, as you run this cellular repair in the kidneys, tapping into the ancestral energies, the core of the bones, I didn't mention this part, but also the central nervous system, and your overall fluids, but running the permissions that it's actually safe to go with the flow. It's actually safe to go with the flow of others and how they seem to be relating to you. It's safe to... my computer popped up something there. It's safe to be within your own center as you navigate all of those relationships. Okay. Then. All looking into the 12th house. Okay, it's going more so with the planetary energy of Jupiter. Okay, cool. The 12th house is often letting go, and sometimes people think of when they let go of things that it creates like a less than or a depletion in some way. But as we connect to the planetary energy of Jupiter, it's all about expansion and growth. So think of the 12th house as surrendering, letting go, making space in a way that actively leads to aspirations, growth, expansion, and deepening into your expansive states. Got it, your confidence. Took me a beat to find that word. As you connect to your confidence in that way, running the permissions, the words are simply, I am embodied. I am embodied. I am embodied. Okay. And you know those like you might have played with them as a kid, those spinning tops? It's like the spinning top has a wobble to it, and which happens sort of like right before things like fall down or collapse. It's actually booting up a level of anxiety that's creating, well, anxieties and paranoia and a sense of a doubt and uncertainty, like a sense of I can't really trust my own system. Okay, interesting. I'm just turning into this a little bit more. Okay, so at first I thought it was like the top falling down. But it's actually like a fear of letting yourself land in the earth, land in connection to the earth, and land in a grounded way out of a fear of being like others. It's like, well, if that's how others are, then I don't want anything to do with that. I'm going to do it this way and disconnect. And that's a little bit, not completely, otherwise you wouldn't be here, but connecting enough or disconnecting enough in an attempt to preserve your own dignity. And related to this all, there's actually a deep fear of having like your head bitten off or being criticized or attacked by another. And that's going in through the jaws, the TMJs again, and it's going all the way around to C7. If you can imagine like another animal that had a very big jaw, like much bigger than yours, almost a dinosaur level, literally like biting your head off. It has that tone to it. To release that energy from those areas that I highlighted, along with the Wei Qi that runs around the head. And as we do so, working with a consciousness of restoration of holding your head up high, and the consciousness of restoration of reclaiming your dignity, reclaiming your dignity. And the parts of you that learned at a very early age to fight, to push back, to have to attack because of all those experiences where you were feeling attacked, is now feeling quite justified in their behaviors because of it for really good reasons. And now with this, it actually gets to be updated. It doesn't necessarily need to continue in that same way. We're linking it through to the eighth house. If we can imagine the eighth house as being like the pinnacle of death and rebirth, I mean, invite you to imagine that you can take all those old behaviors, ways that you've defended, fought, guarded, whichever ones seem to be most up for you in this moment. I mean, invite you to imagine them as an image. See if you could give it a texture. A color and a shape. So for myself, it's kind of triangular and kind of pokey. There's little spikes coming off of it, and it's this deep burgundy. And then if you've got a sense of that, and it's okay if that sense isn't alive for you right now, if there's not an image burning up, feel free to connect with it in any other way through any other sense that's here for you. And I'm going to invite us to imagine that you can scoop up that behavior, however you're relating to it, however you're sensing it. I'm going to invite you to imagine that you can scoop up that behavior and place it into the earth below. Offering it to the earth as a blessing and as an offering of peace. Like, hey, I don't need this anymore. I'm so sorry, I thought I did in the first place. And as you offer your energy to the earth in this way, it actually makes room for more earth to rise through you and to live deeply into you. Carrying all that the earth carries, grounded energy, sweetness, a sense of being able to rest in actual peace. We're going to bring in the crown chakra, connecting the earth all the way up through to the crown chakra, through the midline, going through each chakra one by one until it meets the crown. As we do this, releasing sadness from the back of the heart and grief from the front of the heart around things that you missed out on in life based on holding on to those old ways of behaving. And within that, sandwich in the very center is actually jealousy. Jealousy that others who didn't necessarily use those same behaviors because their ancestors had different energies happening for them. They had a different way of being. And it may have seemed like others had it easier, and then you had to work really extra hard to try to get to the same place they did. Okay. As you work with this death rebirth cycle through the earth, as you offered all that old energy to the earth, her energy began to rise through you. We were in the eighth house. Here, the eighth house also brings in the consciousness of regeneration. So, supporting your system and regenerating around all these dynamics. And finding if you were able to locate that middle way that we were looking for earlier, connecting to that now is going to happen naturally. And for those of you who weren't quite there, it'll help you to actually locate it with greater ease in the coming days, weeks, months, It'll be something that we live into. Not usually a one and done type of a thing. It's something that becomes something that we actually need to integrate. I know, who thought you'd have to enter it after integration week? But this is setting the dynamics in play for that to happen. And the ways that we can integrate that in real life in the coming weeks, in particular the next 3 weeks, would be supportive in focusing on those old behaviors if they do make an appearance, and just reminding yourself, like, hey, actually, we're doing things differently now. Because there's just momentum and habit behind all of that. And it's not necessarily that it's still in play, and it sees me the same way anymore. So begin to notice when it happens, catching it early, and letting your system know, like, hey, we actually have other tools and ways and resources that we're looking into and strengthening. And just give me a little bit of space as I make my way through that. Thank you for all that you've done to protect me. Thank you for offering all that you have through all the years that you have. And I'm curious to explore another way, just for right now. I'm curious to explore another way, just for right now. We can think of that as a permission statement. I'm curious to explore another way, just for right now. That's all linking into the right TMJ, which I see opening up. I didn't mention this earlier on, but I have in previous sessions that the spleen governs the mouth. And think of as the jaw opens through that jaw joint, it opens up the right side in particular to open up to receive deep nourishment through that spleen meridian. So the spleen meridian works with all things fourth house. And it works with the planetary energy of the moon, the feminine essence. I can think of nothing more feminine in the planetary energies than the moon. Of course, Venus notwithstanding. But the moon is, I think, like, prima, primal. I think of this as inviting in what the moon can offer, which is the connection to deep maternal love through that earth energy or through any other way that you relate to maternal love. Emotional security. And within that, the type of protection that comes through the feminine, there's a certain type of like mama bear protection. It's like, I will steward this nourishment and my capacity to open up to it with everything I've got. Try me. So it's this tender, loving, yet fierce boundary around, no, I won't accept anything other than what's deeply nourishing for myself. And it doesn't come out necessarily in ways that are harsh or even necessarily even verbal. It might. It's welcome to be verbalized. It's more, in this particular moment, what I'm pointing to is more a state of just being inside of yourself. And it doesn't matter what anybody else does or how they respond to it. It's more just about the cultivation of that within you. And eventually, over time, the world will figure itself out around that all. But if we're so busy worrying about how other people respond to that, then we don't get the opportunity to develop that in ourselves. Which is the downfall of, I need to please others, which is often how we're raised in the feminine world in particular. So as you learn to instead fiercely boundary your states, your sense of self, the spleen can even open up even deeper into what's serving it. And it begins to draw in, imagine on every inhale through that mouth and nose, that you can draw in what deeply nourishes you, what brings you alive, and what serves you and yours well in this world. And I see the entire right side of the body standing in dignity, as if it could broadcast the words, I belong here, centered, grounded within itself, I belong here. And as that happens, releasing a fair amount of shame. And this isn't actually even indentured, let me pick a different word there. It's the shame that we're releasing. The shame is that you've learned. So it's just learned shame. Like you're supposed to feel bad if this happens or that happens. Linking that very specifically now into all the bones on the right side of the body and into the ancestral realms. Okay, beautiful. Then we're heading into the interface between the physical and the emotional body and all the excess emotions that get booted up and its impact that depletes over time the physical realm, the physical body, around all the shame that was held here, around all the I have to be contracted in some way with all that shame, begins to loosen, begins to change, begins to shift. And to support that, we're bringing in the planetary energy of the sun for deep nourishment. And we're going to bring in the circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. We're also bringing in the planetary energy of Venus alongside of those neutrons to support harmony and restoration of order, affection, and in general, the desire to embrace life through means of allowing it to feel good again. We honestly have to learn and relearn what it is to open up into letting life feel good for us again. And on the back of the right side, there's just a little like chunk of bioenergetic armoring that again was on this lines of protective energy, heart protective energy. And as that loosens up, as that frees itself, it brings with it the beginning of the capacity to trust life, capacity to trust life and all it brings your way through other interactions with other humans. Almost as if we're releasing a really deep-seated suspicion of humans with this. And also circulating through here, endorphins, hormones. As we circulate the hormones, releasing disconnection, the consciousness of disconnection or the desire to deeply disconnect. And then bringing in circulation of those endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression, and help us to heal. Also balancing again that yin, the yang, the nourishment, the protection, in good, healthy ways. Releasing the old, outdated ways as we do so. And hydration, water, joy, releasing any impurities that no longer need to be here as that water, that joy begins to circulate more freely through the system. It's linking all the way out on the right side in particular to the gallbladder meridian. Now as we do that, think of the gallbladder meridian as lending almost like the energy that a warm, soft blanket would and giving you like a sense of containment and comfort. It's like gallbladder meridian could whisper to the rest of the body, would say something along these lines of, you don't have to hold that all in and together anymore. You can lean on me. And the entire right side of the body gets to lean on it and lean towards it. Okay. We're going to tap that all out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive, however feels right for you. Giving that a slow, deep breath. And then we're working with the muscle that goes all the way around the mouth. It has a very fancy name. It's kind of cool. Just blanking on it right now. We're actually giving it permission to say, no, you aren't for me. And to be able to offer rejection of things that aren't in alignment with you. Without guilt, without shame, without repercussion. And releasing that fear of repercussion. Then running the permissions of your no is welcome here. Your no is welcome here. Okay, that's all linking to the 12th house. As we do so, linking into the pterygoid muscles that open and close the jaw to a degree. That's mostly the masters, to be honest with you. The pterygoids work with control, as do the masseter muscles. And it looks like there's a little layer that wants to release some control, but there's also the sense of like, oh God, what happens if I do that? Fuck no, I don't know about that. So I'm going to invite those muscles to actually just treat it like an experiment, as much or as little as it's open to. And just doing it a little bit at a time. In its own rhythm, honoring its own pace, and letting it know that it has choice in choosing that rate or that rhythm. And just offering that sense of choice begins to restore its capacity to have agency and actually begins the healing process all on its own. Because if we can choose, then we don't necessarily have to control or fight or push back. Okay, we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. As we begin to tap this out, I'm going to also invite you, I'm not sure why, to just slowly alternate your feet and begin to move your feet one at a time as if you were like toe tapping, whether or not your feet are touching the ground. If they're touching the ground, great, they can alternate touching as you lift the toes up and back down, but just making that same motion through the toes and then through the heels. And then coming back to the toes, and then the heels. my general sense of this, although you might have more to say about this, is it's actually literally reminding you to find your own feet and to gently hold your own ground without it being like a rigid defense, but just simply reminding your feet where you are in space, helping you to orient. The fancy psych word here would be reality testing. Of like, hey, can this be real now? Can this be real now? Can this actually be true right now? Moving forward, can this hold true? We're going to tap this all out. Invitation to stay with that breath. To integrate that, we're running cortices. I invite you and to imagine that we're doing cortices, not just for the head brain, but also the gut brain, the heart brain, and interestingly enough, also to the navel. Working with a sense of I belong here. Pardon me, I sound corrected. My bones belong here. My bones belong here. And then we're linking cortices through to the skeletal system as well. At the same time as all of that, we're doing it for every one of your ancestors. We're doing it through the entire ancestral line, through the entire kidney meridian area there. Now, I'm not exactly sure how this ties in yet, but at the same time as all of that, we're working with the calf muscles, fancy name soleus. There's a few there, but that's the one that we're working with. Acting as like a circulation pump to restore blood back to the heart as it does, so releasing any excess demand on the heart to circulate. And in doing so, releasing anxiety. And releasing exhaustion, so releasing the need to have to sit things out or to avoid participating in ways that you might normally have had energy to do so otherwise. There's running the permissions here for all things heart, and heart meridian, heart brain, heart center. And the words here are, I am alive. Pardon me, my bones are alive. My bones are alive. And I'm linking that right back into the skeletal system. And I see a dragonfly, which can often mean, it's often a symbol for completion. Capacity to fly, to soar, to move freely. This, I might be outing myself in kind of a geeky way here, but I often think of like dragonflies as like jacked, like compared to other flying insects in Canada, very different case in other parts of the world. If you're in the tropics, that is, you know, a dragonfly isn't that big of a hardy insect. But I think of the dragonfly as being like one of the hardier insects. And they eat mosquitoes, so what's not a lot to like about that? So they're a really good predator as well. And they can, in essence, chomp up or eat up the little annoying irritations and things that sting and create itches and agitations. So imagine that dragonfly energy can actually wash through you. I see it going through the front body and then down through the back body in sequence, all the way through to then the soles of the feet and the crown of the head in that sequence. And then through right side of the body and then left side of the body in that sequence. And then we're going to measure the outside, the perimeter, and then the center points in your system, again in that sequence. Super cool. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. And I just hear like a cute little voice that goes, "I got this. I got this." And again, it's carrying this confidence that can now begin to emanate through, in particular, the chest, the heart space, the compassion centers. And we're tapping that part out here. Invitation to stay with that breath as we tap here, receiving, breathing in ways that they even exemplify confidence. They'll confidently inhale and exhale. I got this. And given all that came through around the ancestors, the bones, I have a song called In Your Bones. It's by Olivia Fearn. It's from the album Red Thread. And it's actually pretty short. It's just a minute and a half. I'll pop it onto the chat feature here. And I'm going to invite you to, if you haven't already, touch in on that resource that we found earlier. And let yourself really connect to that deeply. If it calls to you, if right where you're at is perfect, feel free to keep your attention right there. Invitation to breathe, to receive, and to integrate here.
May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel in your soul you are worthy and whole. May you know in that this earth is your home. May you feel that you belong. May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel in your soul you are worthy and whole. May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel that you belong. May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel in your soul you are worthy and whole. May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel that you belong. May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel in your soul you are worthy and whole. May you know in your bones that this earth is your home. May you feel that you belong.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. We each have that integral place to play in this universe. And thank you for doing your particular way of being in this world. We wouldn't actually be able to be in this same way in this world without you here. So thank you for the gift of your presence. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Mwah. Wishing you all a beautiful week ahead. And I look forward to hearing how you're all getting on with things. Oh yeah, you're most welcome. Yeah, Mama Bear Energy, Grateful Bones, Dragonfly, all good stuff. You're most welcome, everybody. Have yourselves a beautiful week. And bye for now, everybody.